gather us all together.
One by one, now.
Yeah.
We're going to see a great cloud of witnesses coming. Either you get alive and remain, we change. The church, God's given us exceeding great and gracious promises.
Amen.
Got a great hope set before us. Something you can believe in, trust in with all your soul, mind, and strength. Know this, God, that cannot lie, told you. So he can't lie.
Amen.
He never has lied. He never will lie. And it's up to you and I to believe in a God that can't lie. But say this, he said all men are liars.
Yeah.
We all have, from time to time, sometime in our life. We just have to agree with God, wouldn't we?
Amen.
And he said, I can't lie. He gave us two immutable things. He gave us an oath, and then he gave us his word that he couldn't lie. Two things that you can depend on. He said that you might have a strong consolation. We ought to be able to have a strong consolation, church, family, congregation, knowing, brother, that God can't lie. If your heart's right with him, if you're saved by the grace of God, you've got great hope, great consolation.
Amen.
You know, this life is, when we depart this life, there is heartache, there's heartbreak, the ties are severed. But if you've got hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll make it all you one of these days.
Amen.
All of you. I'm not going to say that we're all going to have the relationships there that we have here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of advocated brothers. I don't believe that that'll be the case because of former things will have passed away.
Amen.
All of things will be new. But God has given us exceeding great and precious promises.
Amen.
I'm a trusting in them. I hope you are. I believe in them. I believe in the God that gave me these promises. I'm telling you, you can enjoy life by faith. And have a great consolation that when the earthly house is dissolved, it's coming to one and all.
Yeah.
You got another building eternally in the heavens.
Yeah.
God promised you.
Amen.
Promised you. Well, we are here again to celebrate the life of Brother Don Peek in a memorial service. We've done, as the brother said a while ago before we prayed, we had a graveside for Brother Don under the circumstances of this virus, not able to come together as we are tonight, but we're here to try to finish that. Hope that God will help us by His Spirit just to finish. I'm reminded where He told us to give honor to whom honor is due, tribute to whom tribute is due, praise to whom praise.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I fought on Don again today, knowing this hour was coming. There had to be a life with God somewhere back yonder because it shows up in his family.
Yeah.
You know, when I got to know Don again, that picture you see right there on the left as a young man, I knew him then because we went to school together. We were the same age. We were in the same grade school. And I knew him then. We were friends. Then when I got to know him again, was when I pastored South Turkey Creek Baptist Church and Melbourne Matthew were members there. I found out Don's condition. I left all of his troubles. You know, I thought while Joyce was singing there a while ago, there's a song in that hymnal there that talks about shady green pasture. So rich and so sweet. And then this phrase is in that song, some go through the fire and some through the flood. Let me say this to us. It ain't always going to be a flowery bed of ease.
Right.
And Don didn't experience that for a long time in his life. He went through the fire and he went through the flood.
Yeah.
And not able in body and health and strength to attend church. I understand that.
Amen.
But it had to be a life somewhere back there that was lived for the glory of God because it's in his children. It's in his wife. I'm grateful for that. I want to read you some scripture here. I think we wouldn't be no longer than the Lord would have me to be. I've thought on this today about rendering praise to whom praise is due, tribute to whom tribute, honor to whom honor And I'll try to do that if God will help me. I want to read this before we read the thought that is really on our heart, just to help us, perhaps, in life. Listen, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Now you know, you fathers know how you pity those children, especially when they're small. They're looking to a father for help in life. Listen to these words. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Listen closely. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. That's how quick man's life is over. The Bible says, all flesh is grass, and all the goodliness of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof fadeth away. But they something that endures forever. Amen. But the word of the Lord endures forever.
Amen.
That'll stand, brothers and sisters. If we're begotten by the word, if there's a new birth occurred, that's how it occurs. We're born again by the word of God, by an incorruptible seed that liveth and abideth forever.
Amen.
So this life is quickly over for every one of us. Watch for dawn, it will be for me. Again, we're the same age, and I realize as days pass, soon it'll be over for me. It'll be over for you. You may be the flower that's beautiful right now, but it reminds you the petals begin to fade.
Yeah.
They begin to fade, and the petals will begin to fall, and the grass will wither, and the flower thereof will fall away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And then this is first close to you. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. And his righteousness unto children's children.
Yeah.
What a promise that God gave us unto children. His righteousness unto children's children. How do we obtain that? By believing, by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is imputed unto us for righteousness. It's not our good works or our good deeds that God imputes righteousness to us, but faith. Faith. And so it's laid to our account. I'm sure it was laid to Don's account. And though his life wasn't a flowery bed of ease for a lot of his years, and though he went through the fire and through the water a whole lot of his life, here's what's wonderful. Being born again of an incorruptible seed, and that mercy of God endured forever.
Amen.
From everlasting, listen to this phrase, it's what's on my heart. From everlasting to everlasting.
Yeah.
That phrase right there has been rolling over my soul all the way. From everlasting to everlasting. What about if God telling us those things that you can believe? In His mercy and in His grace, thank God, you know, again, Don was a man like all of us were. He had his faults and failures. He had his family he loved. I know that he loved it. He done his best by it. But time come to depart this life, and it come for us as well.
Yeah.
What's going to matter is if that everlasting mercy of God is upon your
soul. Amen.
Amen. Upon your life. Thank God for there's a place, brother, it's safe.
Yeah.
There's a place that it's secure and it's well. Well with my soul today because of everlasting life. Thank God for that. Well, I got some. I just want to read that to you, and I'm going to read it some more. Just go as have the Lord would have me to go.
God bless you.
You pray for us. I don't know how to do. I just try to trust the Lord to fill our mouth with what He would have us to say. But in the third chapter of the book of Exodus, I'm going to read a portion of the Word of God to you. Here, if you have your Bibles and would like to read with us, and then we'll try to preach what God would have us to preach here. Third chapter of Exodus, verse 13. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. I'll stop right there, and trust God now to help us with a few words that's been rolling over in our soul. If he wants us to preach, he's maybe, he can enable us to preach tonight. But you know, a church of this memorial, that's what we're here for, is to memorialize Don, but more so than Don. You know, I don't need no praise. You don't need no praise. None of us need to be bragged on or thought too highly of, because, brothers and sisters, if you're saved, you're just a sinner saved by the grace of God. And in me, I'll say it like Paul the Apostle said, in me, that is my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For me to boast, for me to glory, you know, I've got a good family. God's been good to me. Wonderful family, wonderful grandchildren. But it's all owing unto that promise that we read to you there a while ago in the Psalms. It's unto children's children. And brothers and sisters, I'm glad that great consolation is there for the redeemed of God. God said, I can pass this on to children's children.
Yeah.
And I believe, brothers and sisters, there's great consolation there for us. And he said that to Moses here. He said, Moses wanted to know. He said, who am I going to tell the children of Israel that has sent me down here? To try to lay a little bit of a foundation for our thought tonight about this I am that I am. Brothers and sisters, what God said to Abraham or to Moses, brothers and sisters, about who he was, he said, I am that I am. And brother, he wanted to know, what kind of name, who am I going to tell them, hath sent me down here? You know, to look at Moses' life just a little bit here, to get started, he had been raised in Pharaoh's house by Pharaoh's daughter, brothers and sisters. He had been took out of the river, brother, and brought to her home, and she raised him as her own child, and he grew up in the ways of Egypt. The Bible says that there come a time in Moses' life that he chose rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Yeah.
Listen to what God says. There is pleasure in sin for a season, but there's a reaping day. There's a time, brothers and sisters, that the season runs out. And so in Moses' life, he observed an Egyptian mistreating one of his own kindred, one of his own flesh and blood, and it enraged him. It got him to the point, brothers and sisters, that he was mad, and he, in that wrath and in that rage that he experienced there, he slew the Egyptian, buried him in the sand, trying to cover up his sin, trying to, brothers and sisters, thinking that he could get by with that. And yet, I believe, brothers, I'd be well advised to tell you that God had a plan for his life. He had a plan for his life. As he came into this world, the Pharaoh of Egypt was already killing all of those children. Brother, they were destroying all those firstborn male children. Brother, down there in Egypt, the Hebrews were becoming exceedingly needing a brother greater than even in Egypt. God was a blessing the children of Israel down there in Egypt. And so, brother, their taskmasters began to make it hard on them. And so, he buried that Egyptian in the sand and thought he could cover that up. But the next day, one of his own brethren, brother, when he tried to rebuke him and straighten him out, he said, "Are you going to slay me like you did the Egyptian?" Brother, there was some fear that seized upon his soul right then. Brother, and he fled out of Egypt, and the next 40 years of his life, brothers and sisters, were on the backside of the desert, over there in a strange land, brother, away from his people, away from God. Brother, and I want to say to you, God hadn't dealt with him, brother, in 80 years of his life, though God had set him apart. Brother, his mother saw that he was a proper child, and while they were killing all those little babies, brother, she loved him. She saw that he was goodly, and there was something that God put in her heart. You better take care of that little boy right there. I've got a plan for his life. And so, brothers and sisters, she made her little basket and pitched it with pitch and slime and set that out in the river. Yeah. By faith, trusting the one that you told her, "Don't you get let this little boy be harmed." And so, brother, into the river he went. Brother, really and truthfully, in the hand of God. He was in the hand of God there, but God knew all about. Brother had these things set in order and brought Pharaoh's daughter down there. Brothers and sisters, as she opened that up and saw that little child, he began to cry, and God smote her heart. Brother, God seized upon her heart. There was no way that she could see any harm come to this child. Brothers and sisters, Moses had a sister, Miriam, standing there watching, taking care. Brother, she was doing her best to watch where the basket went. And she ran over there to Pharaoh's daughter and said, "I'll get you one of the Hebrew women to nurse this little child." And she said, "Go fetch him, brother." And God, in his providence, brought his own mother there. She took him back into her bosom and, brother, nourished that child until the time she had to give it back. And so Moses was raised, brother, in the ways of Egypt. And, brother, the ways of Egypt was in his heart. And Egypt, brother, was in my heart as well, and in your heart as well. And so, brother, first 40 years of his life, he spent in Pharaoh's palace. The next 40 years was on the backside of the desert. But there come a time that God had a plan for his life. And brothers and sisters, he set a bush on fire, but he didn't consume it. God stepped down in the bush and began to draw Moses unto him. And brother, as Moses came close to see what was going on, God told him, "Take off your shoes from the place whereon you stand is holy ground." Brother, from that time, God smote his heart and began to deal with him about the true purpose of his life. Brother, 80 years had been spent in Moses' way of doing, but the next 40, brother, God had a plan to bring his people out of Egypt.
Amen.
Brother, I don't know about you, but I see the hand of God in my life.
Yes.
I hope that you see that kind of handiwork in your life, the hand of God. Brother, in hindsight, we ought to be able to look back and see, brothers and sisters, that God's hand was at work in our life. There come a time, brother, in my life, and I believe in Don's, brothers and sisters, that this God, this great I Am, called him. Brother, call me and call Moses. Brother, under a higher way of life, under a better way of going about in this life. And so, brother, the time come for him to go down to Egypt. And brother, the question was, in a man that had not walked with God, brother, had never known God really, God had just at times dealt with him, I see, brother, in various ways, but to come a time for the purpose of God to be followed through. And he said, "Who am I going to tell these people has sent me down here?"
Yeah.
There's what's on my heart.
Amen.
I can go, God. I see the bush on fire. I know that you're talking with me. That brother, he wanted to look on God. That brother, God was a talking to him. That brother, in his soul, I believe, like he talks to us today. And God was dealing with him in his soul. And he said, let me look on you. And he said, Moses, you can't look on me and live. But I've got a place nearby that I'll hide you and let you look up on my hinder parts. And brother, and still yet, brother, he wanted an answer from God. Who am I going to tell them and send me down here? I've just seen the bush on fire. I've just seen the hinder parts. Surely there's more that I can tell these people, brothers and sisters, about who sent me down here. There is more.
Yeah.
There's much more. And brother, here was God's answer to him. Listen. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. What an answer, brother, that he gave a man wanting to know what name, who, what am I going to tell him? And brother, God said, this is all they need to know and all you need to know. I am that I am. And that's an answer enough. And brothers and sisters, as you begin to think of what God told him to go down there with, to stand before Pharaoh with, brother, I am that I am. Remember our portion of scripture we read a while ago. He's from everlasting to everlasting. Brother, I'm here to tell you, he was eternity past. He is eternity future. He was then, and he is today, and he will be forever. Brother, he is I am. And brother, there's no other way to put it, to bring it about. He said, I am that I am. And brother, he said, you tell those people of mine that I am the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's all they need to know, that God in whom their fathers trusted in is the same God that's sending you down here. And brothers and sisters, I'm glad today that he's unchanged. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And brother, I can declare unto you that the great I am, brother, still on the throne in heaven. And brother, them that he saves by his grace and keeps by his power, he will present unto him without spot and without wrinkle, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He's I am. How's this memorializing done? Just stay with me a while.
Listen, y'all.
Just stay with me a while and pray a little bit.
Yeah.
Listen, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you. And listen, God goes on, and God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers. That brother, I'm here to tell you, they had some fathers. That brother, that God pointed them back to. And family, if I could say anything to you today, I believe, brother, that Don had left a posthumous influence. I believe there's an influence, brother, that godly people leave on the generation to come. I believe, brothers and sisters, that living for God, our brother, is worth something in this life. I believe, brother, it's unto children's children. But I'll tell you, we'll have to walk in front of them, and we'll have to leave it in front of them. Brother, if we leave something in this life and help the generation coming on behind us, they're going to have to look to the same God we look to. You'll have to look to the same God Don looked to. Brother, the God of your fathers will get you through this life and present you unto himself.
Yeah.
Faultless and blameless, the scripture says.
Yeah.
You know, we look at ourselves, and the devil reminds us often, you're a failure. And man in his best state is altogether vanity. No shape, form, nor fashion, brother, we're all altogether vanity. We just have to be true with God and true with ourselves and true with the Scriptures. But still yet, God's mercy. Remember, brother, that's from everlasting to everlasting. Brother, it was everlasting mercy to our fathers. It'll be everlasting mercy to our children. Brother, they're going to have to trust and believe in the same God, brother, that sustained us. And so, he said, you tell them I'm the God of their fathers. Brother,
they were some men that preceded him that believed in God and trusted in God. He just pulled some back at the hand of God in their father's life. He looked back yonder at Abraham. And brother, he told me in one place, he said, I want you to look back out of the hole of pit from whence I dug you. And brother, it does real good to go back in our lives and recognize that there's a God, brother, that loved us while we were unlovable, sought us out and bought us by the blood of Jesus, set us down on the solid rock. He's done that for our fathers. He's done it for your fathers. And brother, he's the same today as he was then.
Amen.
What are you going to believe in this life?
Right.
What are we going to trust in? Yourself, your own works, and all the goodliness of man is the flower of the grass. He's just like that, brother, the flower. I thought about this week as I read that in one place. Brother, about the flower of the grass. The dandelion, brother, when it comes up, I tell you, it's pretty to look at. But it'll spring up overnight. And brother, give it just a day or two. And brother, the beauty is gone. And you know what's left? Brother, there's some seed that comes up there. Brother, and all it takes is the wind to pass over there. And it's scattered to the four winds. And you've got a bald head left. Brother, that God gave us a picture of the goodness of man, but He's given us a picture, brother, of the great I am that's from everlasting to everlasting. You can trust in Him and He'll get us out of this world.
Amen. Amen.
When He called Abraham at the bush, He said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm not the God of the dead.
Yeah.
I'm the God of the living. You understand what he was saying? These men had been dead in the flesh. They'd already gone, just like Don. Our brother's already left this life, like I soon will. And brother, many others. Our brother Howard Self's wife. Our brother died yesterday morning. Our brother, I'm here to tell you, it's a coming to one and all. God is not a respecter of persons. Our brother, it don't matter if it's the preacher's wife or the preacher's wife's husband. I'm here to tell you, we're all going by the way of the earth. And brothers and sisters, what does matter? Our brother's the God of our fathers. And I'm not talking about a tradition. I'm talking about a God. A brother, it was I am to them that sustained him in the trials of life. A brother, he sustained Don in the trials of his life. When he went through the fire, went through the flood, a brother, it didn't change the fact that they were shady green pastures that went along with it in this life.
Amen.
Thank God for a God that's from everlasting to everlasting.
Amen. Yeah.
Oh, we're living in a sinful and an adulterous generation, preacher. The prior generation did too.
Right.
And the generation prior to that did too. Amen.
Yeah.
I realize, brother, we look around at circumstances today and we say, where's God at? He's still the same.
That's right.
Brother, He's still I am. Had He not moved a hair's breadth, brother, there's no variableness in Him, neither a shadow of turning. Brother, you can trust in this great I am. Moses, you know what Moses had to do? Brother, he had to take that charge. You know what I've got to do and you've got to do? Brothers, take the charge of God to our life. And brother, step out by faith and believe God. He wanted to know, who am I going to tell him? He said, you just tell him I am that I am. And brother, he believed that and stepped out by faith. And God, brother, stood by him. We've got him as an example, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And brother, we've got fathers in our own generation that have walked with God and proved that God is faithful in this life.
Yeah.
He's still I am.
Amen.
He don't change. No. He won't change for this generation. Listen, don't look at him. Don't look upon him to expect he's going to get liberal.
Right.
That he's going to let down the standard. What he requires of one, he requires of all. What is that, preacher? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Brother, the work of God is to believe upon Him whom He sent. You know the commandments that God gave the New Testament church to keep? He said, love the Lord thy God. Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? Do
Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? Brother, there was God's commandment to us. It was in the law. But brother, I'm telling you, when the Savior got here and laid down His life for fallen men, God said, love the Lord thy God. Brother, love that when I see Him. You believe on Him whom I see Him. You love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love, and brother, because you do, you'll be able to love your neighbors yourself. The love of God shed abroad in your heart by the Spirit will help you to love your brother like you love yourself in this life.
Yeah.
On them too hang all the law. Them two commandments, brothers, where our righteousness is.
Yeah. Bless you.
God will help me preach whether you want to hear it or not.
That's right. Amen.
I'm here to tell you, brother, these two commandments that fulfill the whole law. According to this Bible, these two commandments that fulfill the whole law. Christ fulfilled the law for us, but if we'll believe on Him, it don't matter what you've done.
Right.
Does that get, brother? There'll be people withdraw from it from that. But I'm telling you right now, brother, God's got a mercy that's everlasting, from everlasting to everlasting. And whatever man has been guilty of in his life, God will have mercy on him because Jesus paid the sin debt for it. If you believe on the one whom he sent, love the Lord thy God. I'm telling you, I'm loving Jesus more every day. And without him, brothers and sisters, I wouldn't escape the damnation that's coming. But thank God I love him because he loved me first.
Amen.
And sought me.
Yeah.
And bought me. We sing it, but we believe it. Yeah, I've got victory in Jesus. Do you?
Amen.
You got it. It's because God sent His Son. You believed on Him. The work of God is to believe upon Him whom He sent. And if you believe on Him, you'll love Him.
Amen.
If you truly believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll love Him. Brother, I'm here to tell you it's the only name given among men whereby anybody will be saved. Brother, I'm telling you, as I look at my life, my failures, brother, my sinfulness, and if I had good deeds that I could say, God, just look at this, brother, it'd all be filthy rags. But if I look to Calvary and I see the Lord my God, brother, this Abraham, this father told the father of Moses, told Isaac his son, he said, my son, God will provide Himself a sacrifice. A brother, God did provide Himself a sacrifice. He laid down His life on Calvary for the likes of you and I that we might believe on Him whom He's sent in this world.
Yeah.
Moses was going to go down there by faith. God wasn't going to give him something to go on that He didn't yet would give us to go on. Faith. Family, we'll have to believe God.
Yeah.
We'll have to believe that He is the I Am, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and changes not. He's a God that don't lie. He will not lie to you. He never has lied. You know, what are we going to believe? You got to believe what He said. The Word. Brother, the Word is your incorruptible seed that brings about a new birth. And so, brothers and sisters, I'm glad that He's the I Am. Brother, I read over the Revelation. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He said, I am He that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. And I've got the keys of death and hell. Church, I'm telling you, it matters what we believe in today. And if you're going to escape the damnation of this world, you'll have to believe in the one that God sent, the great I Am, brother. He's from everlasting to everlasting, and His mercy is from this generation to one to follow as it has been in the past generations.
Yeah.
Something for you to hope in and believe. Well,
I'll help you.
Just, I'll get through here in a moment.
Bless you.
God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the Lord God of your fathers. You know, I thought on this evening, right before I came this way, there might be somebody here that could say this, my fathers never believed.
I've never had anybody in my family that believed God. I don't have any fathers to look to. Let me point you to the same ones God's appointed Abraham, Moses to. Brother, I'm here to tell you, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob believed God, feared God, walked with God, and God imputed righteousness unto them by faith. And so, brother, it don't matter if your daddy believed God, your mama believed God, grandpa, and great-grandpa, I'm here to tell you, God in His mercy called you out of sin, and you believe. And you're saved. And so, brothers and sisters, if that be the case, you've got some fathers. And brother, they're not natural, but they're spiritual. They were some that preceded us in believing God. And Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did. And brother David did. And the disciples did. And my forefathers did. And brother, I'm here to tell you that same God that was God for them. Brother, mercy endured forever for them is the same God I'm trusting in.
Amen.
Preacher, they're Jews. Are they? How did God call Abraham? Where did he come from? I believe the Bible says he came out of Ur of the Chaldees. You ever search that a little bit? Heathenism. Ungodly people. People that worshiped idols. But brother, God called him like he called this man. Like he called Moses. Brothers and sisters, the God that called him out had his steps ordered in this life. And so, brother, in obedience to the call of God to Abraham's life, he came out in uncircumcision. Amen. He came out a Gentile. Amen. And brother, God gave him a covenant, and a covenant of circumcision, and brother called him a Hebrew. And there, brothers, where the Jewish nation started, but it started, brother, in a promise that God had given to Abraham when he was in uncircumcision. And the Bible tells me this, and if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and heirs according to these promises of God. Brother, I've erred in tongue, because I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and God promised Abraham a Savior. He believed God would provide Himself a sacrifice for sin. Amen. Well, I get real good comfort out of it. Yeah. I joy in it. It's the same God that was for my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. My preacher, they wasn't my father. They are spiritually.
Yeah.
They believed God.
Yeah.
We can claim kinship to a brother to that, a spiritual kinship. I'm here to tell you, God's book is plain about it. I'm here to tell you, we can believe God. We can believe these promises. And then promise wasn't just to Abraham, but to Abraham's seed. And brother, if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed. And brother, the same God that sustained Abraham and Moses, and brother Isaac and Jacob was a God to them that stood faithful to them throughout their life, and His mercy was upon them, is upon you too. Today,
amen.
It's upon this man right here.
Yeah.
And this is what God wanted us to memorialize. You want to keep something in memory the rest of your days, listen to God's book.
Yeah.
He said, and God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
You want to know what His name is? I am that I am. That's His name forever. Ain't no need, brother. Oh, He's Jehovah, preacher. I realize that, brother. The Bible declares that, but I'm here to tell you, brother, before Jehovah, before He called Himself Jehovah, He said, I am that I am. Brother, He's named by many names. He's God Almighty. And so, this is my name as for memorial forever. If you could remember, brother, your fathers, and if you don't have them according to the flesh, you've got them by believing in Jesus Christ. You can believe, brother, in the same God they believe. In. And brother, that name be a memorial for you forever. Brother, you can pass that on to your children and your children's children by living out a life, an example before them of believing God in this life. Not good works. You can lay that aside and brother, live by faith and let their children and grandchildren see a brother of faith in thy great I am.
Amen.
Yeah. It'll have some effect on their lives. It'll have an effect on their lives, yeah. Brothers and sisters.
God that cannot lie said this is under your children and children's children.
Yeah.
What are you saying, preacher? They're going to be grandfathered in? They're going to have to believe.
That's right.
But what are they going to believe in? Well, I don't know if God's going to get us through or not. I don't know if we're going to make it. I just don't know. Brother, I'm here to tell you what they're going to believe in is an example.
Right.
Not in Daddy, but in the Lord. And the Lord left us an example. And brother, He's the author and finisher of our faith. And brother, He, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross. And brother, He finished the work. He declared on Calvary was finished. And brother, He gave us something to trust and believe in. If you look under the hill of Calvary and believe on the one God sent, He carried your sin to the cross.
Yeah.
I believe Don memorialized the name of God.
Yeah.
He wouldn't want me up here bragging on him. I'm going to tell you, if this time comes, ain't no need in bragging on me. Me, the likes of me, filthy rags.
Right.
No good thing, brother, to boast in. The good thing, brother, is the measure of faith that God gave me. By grace through faith am I saved, and that not of myself is God's gift to me. Brother, I right there is what I can glory in. I can glory in the cross and not boast myself to be one thing, but God's mercy upon me, saved by the grace of God, and remember this great I am. And brother, I've seen His hand in all my life. And can you look back to the hole of the pits from the hole where God dug you, and brother, see the hand of God, see His mighty hand bring you along in life, sustain. Maybe through the trials, maybe through a brother the fiery trials, a brother this life, maybe through the flood, but still yet we ought to be able to see the great I am and His grace in our life.
Amen.
Memorialize that. If Don could talk to you tonight, he'd say to this whole congregation, and especially to his family and kin folks and acquaintances, you trust in the great I am. You believe in Him. You memorialize His name. Let His name be right there on your tongue forever. Brother, I'm here to tell you, if we can trust in the God of our fathers, church, and the God that sustained Him through all of His trials. You folks know what He went through. I know in part. I saw it as I pastored His family. A brother and visited with Him. I saw the hardship. I saw the trials. I saw the trial, brother, their faith. I saw it put on trial. And I saw God come through for them. I saw God sustain them. And here they are today by the mercies of God that's from everlasting to everlasting, and you present them one of these days by believing in the Lord.
Amen.
No. Well, you don't know the Don Peak I know. Do you know him after the Spirit?
Yeah.
You know, you could go back in every one of our lives and dig long enough to find all kinds of smut to throw up.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Every one of us.
Yeah.
Man, thanks too much for this. You know that?
That's right, Steve.
He needs to be abased. That's what the Bible says. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Yeah.
Brother, I'm here to tell you that man he'll look at. That man's got the mercy of God on him. And he that exalteth himself shall be abased. Brother, I believe God would have us to memorialize His name. He's got a name above every name. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. I understand these three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But brother, I'm here to tell you, God gave His Son the preeminence in all things. And He said, believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord, Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord, thy God. I tell you, brother, if you believe in the Lord, you've got access to the Father. But if you don't believe in the Lord, Jesus Christ, you don't know the Father.
Amen.
Well, I didn't come for this, preacher. We'll talk to God about it. That's all I can say.
Right.
I came to follow Him.
Yeah.
Listen to it. And the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. When do you think, brother, this memorial will be over with? When God declares time shall be no more.
Yeah.
But there's always these generations of people on the face of this earth. And brother, our God is the same from one generation to the next. And brother, what He's looking for in every generation, don't matter how modern it gets, or brother, how liberal the days become, and brother, what God is looking for, and brother, when He calls somebody to look, brother, unto the one that He offered for the sins of the world, and believe in Him, believe on the Lord, and brother, so work, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Let Him be your memorial forever. I'm telling you, this Bible tells us, God forbid that we should glory save in the cross of Jesus.
Yeah.
There's what we glory in, isn't it, church? Do you glory in the cross? Paul said, that's what I glory in, because there's how the world got crucified unto me.
Yeah.
And I unto the world. You hear that? Oh, I'm saved, preacher. Are you out of the world?
I see.
Are you? Walking in newness of life? Have old things passed away? And behold, all things are new. That is what Christ does for us.
Yeah.
Right there is what God does for us through His Son. He makes a new creature out of
it.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away.
Yeah.
Bless His holy name. I'm glad, brother, for salvation. I've got a time pass just like Moses did. Brother, I knew God was dealing with me when I was a little boy. But it come a long time down the road, brother, before I chose rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. And you may have been a good little boy and girl all your life, but listen, that goodness won't save you. Jesus has to save us. And that by faith. That by believing. How do we get that, preacher? By hearing this.
Right.
By hearing the Word of God. God chose the foolishness of preaching to save you. That's right. He said, preach the book, preach the Word. And I'll call them. I'll call them. I'll get hold of their heart. I'll draw them unto myself. I'll bring them through the Word. He said, it'll accomplish what I send it for. You know, there's a little boy opened up Sunday school over at our church the other day. And brother, I never saw such a profound statement in my life. And brother, as God gave him, he went to the over in Isaiah, I believe it's about 55 or somewhere along there. And he said, these words is what God gave him. He said, my word shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish what I send it for, and prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. And brother, he said, you thank the Lord, the Word made man, made flesh, and dwell among us, didn't come to this world and accomplish what God sent him for. And brother, I tell you, that rolled over my soul. I like to left this world and shouting, and because God gave it to a babe. A brother, helped him to see that the Word that was sent to this world was Christ Jesus made flesh. And brother, he didn't come to this world, he returned unto God, not a boy. He, brother, he took the sin of this world, kept it to God.
Amen. Amen.
What a thought.
Yeah.
Bless His holy name. We're giving that to that young man.
Yeah. Amen.
God's word didn't return unto him boy.
No, sir.
Think on that a little while and it'll bless you.
Yes.
Get a word. Now go hunt it up and read it. It's in Isaiah, over in about the 50s somewhere. God's word didn't return unto him void.
Mm-hmm.
It prospered
in
the thing whereunto he sent it. It accomplished, brother, what God sent him to do.
Yeah.
This is the work of God, believe upon him whom he sent. And brother, that'll be a memorial for you forever. He's the I Am. Oh, he's Jesus, preacher. He's the great I Am.
Yeah.
I am that I am. Brother, there's you something. There's the name you better get a hold of and memorialize in your soul. And brother, live a dedicated life the best God will help you to. I realize, and brother, in our best state, we're all together vanity, but I'm here to tell you, brother, faith, God will give you grace to overcome whatever comes in your life. He'll cause you to triumph because you believe in Christ.
Amen.
Well, I've experienced it that way. Listen, let me read on here. I'll be doing a moment.
Bless you, y'all.
Go. Go. That was God's command to Moses. Go. Listen. And gather the elders of Israel together. You gather them It ought to know something about what the fathers believed in.
Yeah.
You go gather the elders. Now listen to the rest of it. You gather the elders of Israel and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers. See, brother, God's appointing them to the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you. And listen, Lord God is saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. God is a spirit. But brother, he'd done been down there to Egypt when the time got right, brother, on God's calendar is the best way I know to say it. He left them down there 400 years, brother, in Egypt. He sent them down there out of Canaan to Egypt in the mind of God and the plan of God. I don't have the ability to tell you all about it here. One day God will help us to understand it better. But he left them down there 400 years, but there come a time he visited with them. Brother, and when he visited with them, he saw their affliction. And brother, out of their heart they was beginning to reach toward God because the taskmasters were making it hard on them. I'm telling you, God hears a broken heart and a contrite spirit.
Yeah.
He called Moses.
Yeah.
Next 40 years of his life, God brought his children out of Egypt. Now they wandered a bunch in the wilderness. But here's a good thing. Here's a blessing to me about old Moses. God took him up on the mountain. At 120 years, 40 years later. Listen, we ain't going to live that long. You ain't going to live that long. Don didn't live nowhere near that long. I don't expect to live that long. Here. Here. But brother forever's waiting.
Yeah.
God took him up there and let him look over into that land that he promised him. The Bible says, and God buried him. And this is what else it says about Moses. His natural force had not abated, nor his eyesight when he lived.
Yeah.
The God of his fathers had sustained him to the place. Natural force. Think about that. His natural force, his ability to do, it hadn't faded at 120 years of age. His eyesight wasn't there. I said this up at South Turkey Creek one night. God brought us through this, and I said, how could a man that way die? How did that man die? He didn't die. He made the earthly house down. He laid the earthly house down. Don laid the earthly house down. They that have had part in the first resurrection, brother, shall not be heard of the second death. But listen, God had to bury Moses. That man, the reason, brother, the natural man was laid beneath the sod, his appointed time come.
Right.
Listen, you don't have to be sick to die. You don't have to be in the shape Don was to die. You may be healthy as a horse right now, but in eternity tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your natural force, as great as it's ever been, we think, brother, something's got to seize on this body to take it down. I'm here to tell you, when the appointed time comes, we're in eternity. Be ye also ready.
Yeah.
Be ye also ready. Well, I guess I've said enough.
God, yeah.
I want to read you one other thing. Moses wrote this psalm, Psalm 90, and I'm just going to read you a thought or two at it. I can find my place here. Bear with me a moment. I'll take my seat. Brother Dean can come. Sister Joyce can sing to us. Pray for him that God would help him mightily. But Psalm 90, verse 2, listen to these words now. To I am. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth, and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
Yeah.
Before there was the sun and the moon, before there is any light, I am.
spoke this word to Jesus. He's merciful and kind, brother, to all of us. You got something you can memorialize and trust in, the same God that Don trusted in, that his family's trusting in, grandchildren. Listen to me just a moment. I know you're not interested, but it'll be all right. You better be looking to the great I Am. You better be looking to the same God that Moses looked to with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because he's the only one who can get you out of this world safe.
Amen.
He'll get you to eternity and present you unto himself without spot and blemish. I don't know about that, preacher. You better read your Bible real close.
Amen.
If there's any sin, we'll not enter in. But brother, he that is born of God doth not sin.
That's right. Amen.
What God's going to present unto him is holy.
Yeah.
Sanctified. Pure. Because of Christ.
Lord,
thank God for a salvation like that.
Amen.
I love you, church. Pray for Sister Joyce as she comes and sings, Brother Dean as he comes. Love y'all in the Lord.